Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 213 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. This is a Strategy Wednesday episode where I'm going to be answering one of the most common questions that I get from people, which is, Brian, how do you start a podcast? What do I need? So I'm going to answer that question in less than 5 minutes so you know exactly what you need to finally start your podcast. It's going to be a quick and an easy one because I don't want to hear excuses from you about how hard it is to start a podcast. I'm excited. Let's dive in. This is one of the most common questions that I get asked. So I figured, you know what? Let's explain all of this in less than 5 minutes, literally less than 5 minutes, because the barriers to entry of starting a podcast have never been fewer. They've never been smaller. So I'm excited to share with you today the very simple way to actually and finally start your podcast. Now, we're not going to cover the marketing of your podcast. We're not going to cover how to come up with new content. That's all a different talk for a different day, essentially. And I will definitely do that episode. But first things first, I just want to talk about the logistics of starting a podcast because they are very, very basic. There's only 5 things that you need. And just so you know, all 5 of these things are outlined on the show notes page at thewantrepreneurshow.com. Just search for episode 213. Now, the very first thing that you need when it comes to starting a podcast is obviously a microphone. So I very strongly recommend the Blue Yeti microphone, which it's an awesome USB microphone. It plugs straight into your computer. It's usually about $129 on Amazon, so it's called the Blue Yeti microphone. Sometimes you can also find it at Best Buy. It's a great microphone. So almost every episode that you've heard here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast was recorded using a Blue Yeti. Plugs straight into the USB port of any computer that you use, whether you use a Windows or a Mac, and it records high quality audio. So pick up a microphone, $129, and you've got a professional level microphone. Next thing is, where do you record your audio into? Now, this is the best answer of all because it's free and it's a tool called Audacity. So Audacity is super easy to use. It's what I'm recording into right now. A lot of podcasters, both big and small, use Audacity. Essentially, all you need to do is you plug your microphone into the USB port, you open up Audacity, which is free, and then you hit record. And that's it. Audacity is a free audio recording and editing tool. It's super easy. Then you can splice in your intro music, your outro. You can easily do it. And trust me, I mean, you could learn how to use Audacity in less than 10 minutes using YouTube videos. So Audacity is the software that you can use for your podcast. The next thing, which I just alluded to, is podcast intro and outro. So a lot of podcasts kind of have that intro music at the front and then a closer, an outro at the end. Now, most people hire voice professionals or voice actors to do those intros and outros. My intros, as you know, I just use some stock music. And then my outro, which you'll hear at the end of this episode, is a voice actor from Canada. Now, I actually hired him through Fiverr, so Fiverr.com. I think I paid him like $20, and he created both the podcast intro, which I used to use. Now I do podcast episode teasers instead, but I do have an intro. And he recorded the outro for about $20. So you can get that off of Fiverr. The next thing is, once you actually have episodes, then you need to do something with them. You need to put them somewhere so that people can actually listen to them. So with Audacity, all you have to do is click export, save it as an MP3, and then you need to put that MP3 somewhere. So I highly recommend Libsyn. So Libsyn is the world's largest podcast hosting provider. Now, Libsyn is amazing because it only costs to start out $5 a month. So you could literally have your podcast for $5 a month. That's it. Libsyn's awesome. That's where you upload all your files. And then for people to access them, all you then have to do, Libsyn gives you a URL to your podcast episodes. You submit that to iTunes, to Spotify, and to Stitcher Radio. It is completely free to submit your podcast to all three of those podcast directories. And those are the three biggest places that people listen to podcasts. So get a microphone, pay somebody to do an intro and outro, use Audacity, which is free. Upload those files to Libsyn, which is $5 a month, and then submit your Libsyn URL to iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. That's it. In 5 minutes, I explained everything you need to know about the logistics of starting a podcast. If you do have specific questions, don't hesitate. Shoot me an email. My email address is hello@imetbrian.com. I'm also going to do a few follow-up episodes about the marketing of your podcast. How do you have a good launch strategy? What should you know when it comes to your launch? How do you find new content? All those fun things. But at the end of the day, this is it. This is how you start a podcast for $129 explained in less than 5 minutes. That's it for me for this Strategy Wednesday episode. I will see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And kick off my outro.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.